Blog Talk Radio. your gardens, come into your gardens, so come into your gardens.
Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. Today's March 4th, 2023, Saturday. Welcome, everybody. I hope you had a great week. This is Carmen. I'm your host for tonight. I'm glad you're here tonight. And if you didn't have a good week, well, I hope you hear something tonight that will touch your heart and make it different and set you off to this new week, you know, in a different way, in a victorious way. Amen. Wow. Just listening to this song that I normally play, I usually play this song, but I had not been playing it that often lately. And, whoa, the presence of the Lord came in this room, and it just touched me tonight in a special way. We need to spend time with the Lord in the secret place, spending time alone with Him. I sense that if you are feeling like you're not loved, that you need love, and sometimes, you know, the love of people doesn't cut it for you. The love of people doesn't fill you. But you know what? Whenever you go to God and you need that, whatever it is that you need, you can come to Him, and sure enough, you'll get it. He'll fill you up. He'll fill your cup. And I don't have a message tonight. I've been really busy, and I hope you guys pray for me, that God will supply me with a good job, that I'll have the weekends off. It's been really heavy for me, this job that I have, and I'm believing that the Lord will give me a good job, a new job, a better paying job, and a job that I can be free on the weekends. Wow, I'm still feeling God's presence with that song. That was amazing. I could feel His presence. Oh, my goodness. Spending time in the secret place with the Lord. I'm telling you, there's nothing like His presence. Whenever you're feeling like overwhelmed or just too much, you come into His presence, He refreshes you. He does refresh you. I was thinking about relationships, family, and the youth. You know, we see youth, the way that they're going and the things that they're listening to. I get to hear some of the music that our youth gets to hear, and it is just mind-blowing. I mean, it is just, it's just shocking. It's more the better word. It's a shocking thing what you hear in this music. And it doesn't surprise God. None of this does. It doesn't surprise God. He writes it in His word. There's a scripture in Proverbs 30, verse 11. And I know that Daniel likes to read, so I'm going to let him read this for me. From Proverbs 30, verse 11 to verse 14, and this is just the last moment thing. He normally likes me to give him the scriptures ahead of time. Are you ready, Daniel?
Okay, it's 11 through what?
Proverbs 30, 11 through 14.
Okay, it's ironic, but before I do that, I'm going to tell you that I was also in Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word
really?
Of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him.
Okay. Maybe we should read the whole thing. Read the whole scripture.
All 30?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Proverbs 30, the wisdom of a Gur. The words of a Gur, the son of Jake, his utterance. This man declared to Ithiel. To Ithiel and Ucal, surely I am more stupid than any man and do not have the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom nor have knowledge of the Holy One, who has ascended into heaven or descended, who has gathered the wind in his fists, who has bound the waters in a garment, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name and what is his son's name, if you know? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him. Do not add to His words, lest He rebuke you and you be found a liar. Two things I request of you. Deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Do not malign a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be found guilty. There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness. There is a generation, oh how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords, and whose fangs are like knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters, give and give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Four never say enough. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. The ones that I want to look at is 11, 12, and 13. There is a generation that curses its father and that does not bless its mother. There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes. And this is what we're seeing in our generation now. They think they know it all. And they're right in their own eyes. They think that they're okay, that they don't need God. And it's sad. We have a responsibility. Whether you are or not an uncle, a grandparent, whether you are a close friend of the family, you have a responsibility to show the youth in the way that they should go. By your own example is the first way. And we have to open our mouths and say and speak, because if not, they're going to perish. They won't know what to do. The Jewish people, on Friday night, they begin Shabbat. On Friday night, around sundown to sundown Saturday. So right now, many have already said their prayers to finish Shabbat, and then they begin the week. And so basically, we're beginning the week right now. But one of the things on Shabbat, on that Friday, they have a dinner. And on that dinner, it's all around, centered about God. They talk about God. And Danny, you can join in if you have something to say about this, because we've been to Shabbat dinners, and we've heard this. And one of the prayers is prayed over the family. I mean, this is done every week. They bless their children. They bless the wife. There's a blessing for the sons, for the daughters, for the wife, for the family. And our children need to hear that. Our children need to hear us blessing them, praying over them. There's something that happens to them when they hear their parents praying for them. And the Jewish people do this. They start with the family prayer, the blessings over the family. I have a book that talks about that, a Shabbat book. And one of the scriptures that they go over is Psalm 31. Daniel, can you read that? This is what many people know as the Proverbs 31 woman. Danny, can you read Proverbs? And it's believed that this is Solomon, and that he's talking about what his mother taught him. So that would be Bathsheba. But here it calls him King Lemuel. Lemuel. All right. Daniel, can you read the next chapter after that? 31.
From the virtuous wife down?
The Proverbs 31, start from the beginning.
Okay. The words of King Lemuel's mother. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. What, my son, and what, son of my womb, and what, son of my bowels? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. is not for kings, O the mule. It is not for kings to drink wine, not for princes intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless, in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy, the virtuous wife.
We've gone through that one. Yes, before we go through the virtuous wife. That last one, open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. God is big on that. He wants us to plead the cause of the poor and needy. God, that's his heart. When we are doing that for others, for the orphan, for the widow, for those in need, that's big to God. So always remember that. Okay, so now this is the part where the Jewish people on Shabbat, not only the Jewish people, many people are now joining in on, and doing this on Shabbat, on Friday nights, and praying over their families, and they break bread. They break the what is called the challah. And that's, and normally there's two pieces of challah. There's two breads. And it stands like for the two tablets, the Ten Commandments, the bread of life. God is the bread of life. And so they take that bread and they break it on Shabbat. And the husband will say the blessings for the wife. It first starts with the wife. All right, so for the virtuous woman. Okay, Daniel, can you read it from 10 to 31?
Who can find a virtuous wife, for her worth is far above rubles? The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers the field and buys it, and from her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen.
So this is what a man of the house would normally pray, the blessing over his wife. And now the blessing over the husband, that would be in Psalms 112. Let's see. Can you read that one for me?
Psalm 112.
Each family member is important in the family. Okay, go ahead. Go on.
Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and in his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Amen.
And they both talk about trust in the Lord. And then there is the blessing for the sons, and it goes like this. Yeshimiha Elohim Kephraim El Veli Vehi Manasseh. May the Lord make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. And then there's the blessings for the daughter. It says, may the Lord make you like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. And so the blessing at the end is, may the Lord protect and defend you. May he always shield you from shame. May you come to be in Israel a shining name. May you be like Ruth and like Esther. So, you know, like I was saying before, each family member is important in a family. And we are in the family of God. We are the bride. And as his bride, we have to take our place like the Proverbs 31 woman, whether you're a man or a woman. You are not idle in your life. You don't wait for things to happen in order for you. You take action. And so you need to study that Proverbs 31. It is a beautiful psalm. Proverbs. And it speaks to you. And read it every week, and you'll see what God is trying to say about us. We have to be busy doing the kingdom's work. We can't be idle. At the same time, we have to represent God in a different way than everybody else, because they're looking at us, and what we represent God. And so I was thinking about that this evening. I didn't have anything to bring, but I felt that for some reason that kept coming back to my mind and what Shabbat is about for the Jews. And we need to speak to the youth, and not be afraid to tell them. Some will reject it and some won't. We have to step out. It's time to step out and to minister to the youth in a loving way, not in a condemning way. I wanted to say something about being religious. You know, sometimes people don't realize that it's not, they can be reading the Bible all day long, and that doesn't make you get closer to God. Sometimes people don't understand that it's their unconfessed sin that leave them open for the enemy to come and attack them, because they refuse to repent of their sins. And Jesus is waiting to cover you of those sins. But the enemy is waiting to see what's uncovered in your life so that he can attack you. And so God's grace, and that's what prophetic grace is all about, the grace of God, unmerited favor. You don't deserve it, but he gives it to you. And so all you have to do is just take it. Take it, believe it, and take it. And it's yours. It's a gift. And so coming to him and confessing your sins helps you to be protected under the blood, under the blood of Jesus, because he's waiting to cover you. He's waiting to cover you. And I just wanted to leave you with that. Don't leave yourself uncovered. It's not all the things that you do. It's not by works. by God's grace, what he did on the cross for us. He's waiting for you to come and admit and come in agreement with him. Admit that you need him. That without him, you can't live this life. And I tell you, his presence was so sweet just a few minutes ago. Wow, I felt so full. It's amazing how God will operate sometimes. And I pray that tonight, if there's something that you're needing prayer for, we'll pray for you tonight. And so that's all I have for tonight. And I do apologize. It's been a long week, and I'm expecting things to change pretty soon. I'm praying about it, and I'm hoping for changes because this is pretty rough. I'm not as young as I was before. And even though I can stand next to someone younger and run circles around them, it's still come home tired. Amen. So we'll minister tonight, and I hope that you're blessed tonight. Amen. All right. So my first caller is 804-218. Your name and where you're from. 804-218. Mute yourself. All right. I'll leave them. I'll come back to them. Daniel, do you have anything to say about, you know, the things that you've learned on Shabbat and the things that you've read on Proverbs 30 and 31?
The only thing I had also was Proverbs 19:17, which once again touched on the he who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. So we're in the same thought process without having talked to each other. So
it necessarily doesn't mean poor financially. It could be poor in spirit. People need to hear of the Lord. God wants us to reach out to others. I see it, and it takes courage to, you know, step out and have an opportunity to minister to the youth. We need to pray and ask God to create opportunities for us to minister to those that are in need. Do you have anything else you want to say? Daniel, do you have anything else you would like to say? He may be on another call. Sometimes he gets.
I'm sorry, I was answering a different call. I'm back.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to say, mention?
Not at the moment.
Okay. All right. We'll try again. We don't have that many callers tonight. Nobody's raising their hand. So let me go back to the person that is raising their hand. 804-218. Your name and where you're from? 804-218. Your name and where you're from? I kind of heard something, but I'm not quite sure. You may have to unmute yourself. All right. We'll leave them unmuted, and when they're ready, they can jump in. All right. Daniel, do you have anything that you have that the Lord has spoken to you about tonight?
Yeah, he did. I'm going to go to a couple ones that he put me on. One is Philippians 1:19-20. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. Mm-hmm. And then Then he took me to Romans 4:16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
Amen. All right. I want to read the Psalms 91, and then we're going to discuss that, what happened this week. Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In the secret place. We have to be in the secret place. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. There is trust again. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Have you ever seen a chicken and covering her baby when it's raining? She covers them all under her wings. Her wings have like this oily substance that causes the rain, the water that falls on the feathers, to just roll off of it, and it doesn't get to the baby. To the baby tits. So God, he's our protector. He, whatever the enemy brings on us, the storms of life, he protects us when we stay in the secret place, under the shadow of the Almighty. When he covers us, we're protected. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. There's days that will be night season. And they may be a time of fear, but you will not be afraid because God is there with you. Nor of the arrow that flies by day. The enemy likes to throw arrows. And whether day or night, he's there trying to bring things on us, but God is there. Nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your right side. Think of a soldier in a battlefield, and he's in the midst of battles, of fire. He's under fire. When I read this scripture, I think of a soldier under fire. And actually, this is a scripture that in the military was shared to many soldiers, especially before they would go onto wars. 1,000, and as you all know, I used to be a military wife. And so we would pray over our soldiers a lot. 1,000 may fall at your right side. Think of that, a soldier, seeing people falling on his right side. A 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. So we have to call upon the Lord. I will be with him in trouble and will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, this past week, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, Prophet Randy had prophesied over Daniel, Psalms 91. And lo and behold, he goes off on a trip. Or Daniel, would you like to tell us the story?
Yeah, it was just I didn't get to hear the prophecy until after the fact, but just one of those days when everything comes at you from all sides, angles, and stuff, and just you just have to sit there for a little bit and wonder, what happened, right? So I was very grateful to find out later that Prophet Randy had prophesied that over me, because there was a sense of almost like I wanted to smile, which is kind of weird. But
tell him of the first one in Oklahoma.
Which one?
The first one, the first attack. Well, the tornado.
Oh, so of course the storms come up. We're in tornado warnings. The winds are crazy, blowing everything away. I think they're 80 mile an hour winds, kind of similar to what Dallas had later on earlier this week. So we're just basically, I sent all my employees to their closest tornado shelter. This is a building that's a mile long, and there's just, so I just told them, okay, you two will be here, and you'll be here, and you'll be there. So I knew where everybody was at. And we just all sat in there with some of the employees as the tornado was close, or these potential tornado watches, whatever, the sirens and stuff. And then what's funny, though, is that we're in the tornado shelter, but the plant continues to produce. People weren't really freaking out or anything. We're just the tornado shelters are also the break room. So, these guys are just eating away and the whole bit. And I was like, this is strange. We should be freaking out, but we weren't, right? We're just sitting there. And so when I heard the prophecy later that, he had, prayed that over me, I was like, no wonder it was, calm in the storm. And then this week, I think, Prophet Randy also mentioned everybody about the Dallas area. So earlier, the Lord showed me this on Matthew 8:26. Remember, he said, they said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. So that day here, I live in Louisville, and they all the sirens are going off. Okay, I've never heard so many going off all around us. And I just sat back and I said, "Okay, Lord,
they're following. The tornadoes were following you."
Yeah, I just sit back here and and then the next day it's a beautiful calm day. So it's just I don't know. It was a time to think. It was a time to pray. Okay, I'd be not human if I didn't start reacting to all the sirens that were going off at the same time. But I just picked a place away from the windows, all that good stuff, and just ride out the storm. But again, I still felt the praying of the Prophet Randy over Psalm 91 carried for the whole week. So it was just
and two different states.
Yeah, so they were following me, or the storms ended up that way, or whatever it was. So it's just remain calm,
God's
and
control.
The Lord's in control. Mm-hmm. That's the important part.
And tell them about what happened in some of the buildings.
Oh, the buildings were
even
basically destroyed by the winds. I have certain places for my employees, the windows are blown out, trees are knocked down. Luckily, at least in the Dallas area, I was able to get everybody to go home early. The customers allowed us to get them out of there. And then when they came back, they sent me pictures of all these things that were, 80 mile an hour straight winds are, I guess, just as destructive as a tornado. So it was quite a bit,
So
just something
it wasn't
to keep
once,
keeps
it
you
was
humble.
Twice.
So it was a long week.
So that it, if you had any doubts, Psalms 91, and I was praying for him too. I covered him in Psalms 91. He was praying Psalms 91 over himself. And so, you know, confess these things over your children, over your family. This psalm does protect. I know because as a military wife, I prayed this over my ex-husband while I was married to him. And many of the soldiers and they all came back home safe. After that, there were others that went. Not a lot of them were as safe. But we have stood on this scripture. I've stood on this scripture for many things, and the Lord hears this word, the psalm. And we are soldiers. We have to see ourselves that whatever is happening all around us will not affect us. It will come on the wicked, but it will not affect us. And it's when we call upon him, and he'll answer you. Amen. So let's go back to that first caller, and then remember to dial 1. If you want to be ministered to, because we have numbers up, but nobody's, some people are not raising their hand. All right. 804-218, your name and where you're from.
It's Angie from Virginia.
Oh, Miss Angie. Hi, how are you? Okay,
it's
great
me. It's Angie D.
All right, let me pray for you first, and then we'll talk. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Miss Angie, Father God. We thank you for this beautiful sister, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the anointing for healing that you have given her in a special way, Father God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, and I just see you like cooking up, like in the kitchen, cooking up things. Like stirring up stuff. I don't know if that's part of what the things that you do with your oils and things like that, but I just see you with a big pot. It's not a little pot, it's a big pot. And I sense that the Lord is doing big things with you. He's stirring you to do more. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that increase of that anointing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, Miss Angie, I sense that you really do need to write things down. This is what I'm sensing from the Lord. You need to start with, don't rely on your mind. You know, sometimes we rely on thinking, and for one reason or another, we may forget. So wisdom says, write it down. So write it down in Jesus' name. Daniel, do you have anything from Miss Angie?
Yeah, he's got me in the Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen.
Amen. Let me look at something. I have something for you, but I don't. Give me 1 minute. Okay. Okay, one moment. In the scriptures talk about laughter. And I know that you do your oils and all this, but I also know, it just hit me, how you laugh and you're always joyful. The scripture talks about this. It talks about in Proverbs 17:22 that laughter is as good as medicine, is good as medicine. I love that scripture. And that scripture reminds me of you, Miss Sister Angie. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So there's something about laughter that releases, I believe, endorphins that causes healing. And so we just thank you, Lord, for the healing.
in the laughter, in the ointments, and all the things that you're teaching, Miss Angie, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to increase the knowledge for more healing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Miss Angie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
You know, I got to push my buttons, too. Y'all, you're just faster with button pushing than I am. You've had more practice.
So how are you? God bless you.
God bless you, too. I'm doing well.
Any new experimenting on anybody lately? Are you experimenting on anyone lately?
Yes.
What was that experiment?
I'm experimenting on my brother.
Okay.
He's come back. But he's come back again, and I'm getting ready to go out of town with my mom. And he wanted to make sure that he had enough medicine until I got back. So he came back some more. So he must be doing something, you know.
He's not one
to take something if it isn't doing him any good, I can tell you. He's one of those.
The proof is in the pudding.
Right. And then I had another one that was swearing it off and that no way, but since what the doctor gave him didn't work, he come over here and got a little doctor, and so what I gave him did work, so we're all good again.
The skeptic
had to come take some tinctures. The other stuff didn't knock it out. So,
okay.
Anyway, makes me giggle, you know, because it's just God's way of, you know, saying, see, it's working. It's good.
It's good.
So,
you
but
know,
talking about the laughter.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
That's what I said. I have a testimony about laughter.
Mhm. Go ahead.
I was in Chile, and we had an interpreter. We were a team of four, counting the interpreter. You know, because she was, you know, one of the bishop's relatives, and she was part of ministry too. So it was a team of four of us. And we went to this church. I don't know what little village it was or whatever, but it was maybe 50, 60 people.
You're breaking up.
Could sit. Mm-hmm. I'll say maybe 50 or 60 people could sit in the one. Then they had a little side area, so maybe another 10 more, maybe about 70 people all total. Anyway, and it may not have been that many. It might have just felt like it. It's hard to tell. I can't remember. It's about too far back. But anyway, the guy started off singing off key, and the people's face turned a funny face because they could tell that the guys couldn't sing. They started the song on the wrong
key
or, you know, wrong, what do you call it?
It was off.
Yeah, it was not off beat, but off, not tuned. It was, there's a word for it, but I can't think of it right now. But anyway, when they started singing, it sounded so horrible that the people's face wrenched, and I tried to sing with them, but they were so far off key. That's what I was talking about, off key. So far off key, I couldn't pull them onto key. They pulled me down to the, you know, to off, and I got tickled. So, and they were being real serious. One was the Holy Ghost, bold speaking guy, and the other one was the word guy that could quote the scriptures, you know, like he memorized them and could tell you where they come from, and he didn't eat, he was very good with the word. So anyway, that was our team, and then we had the interpreter who just interpreted what we would say and gave her testimony. So anyway, and then there's just me. I can't tell you what anything I do. I don't really have a label. But anyway, I started laughing.
And this is before I understood their culture. But I started laughing because I seen the reactions on the people's face, and there was nothing I could do but laugh. So they turned around, got mad at me and said, come on, Angie. We're just serious. You know, quit it, you know. And I said, okay, I stopped. And, you know, I said, I'm sorry. I said, we're going to try it again. So before I could even start the song on the right key, on the right note, they started on the same note, but even worse. So the people's face really twisted. And so, you know, when you try not to laugh, but yet that makes it worse.
Yeah.
I laughed until I was shaking and tears was running down my face, and I just couldn't breathe. You know, I was laughing so hard holding it. And then finally, and then everybody, you know, they got mad, of course, and turned around and told me to come on and stop it because they wanted me to help them sing because they wasn't singing and the people's face was twisted. And, you know, when I got the microphone and I said, oh, God, please help me. Please help me. You know, this is a bad moment. So what I did was when I took the microphone, I said, and it hit me. You know, the scripture, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I said, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and today I'm mighty strong. And just laughed, and then everybody got to laugh. It changed the atmosphere, and that's when the miracle started. So anyway.
Wow.
But it was God lifting that heaviness and that, you know, burden.
Yeah.
You know, you just seen it all just lift, and it was just a freedom that came in, that released. And it was very powerful. And but when we left out of there, the streets, I mean, everybody, the village had come out and was lining the streets as we left out of there.
Mm.
But it was amazing. Made you feel like Benny Hinn. You know, how he has to have people say, no, 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 you know, get back or whatever. But then the later on, we were having a moment, and it was supposed to be prim and proper time, and it hit again really badly. And the hotel, it happened at the hotel, and everybody had a gleam and a smile that the next day in the hotel. So the joy, it does change the atmosphere. In other words, it's a very powerful weapon. And I'm glad
I got it because
I do giggle a lot. Because it's just, you know, sometimes it just gets so ridiculous. If you don't laugh, there's no other way out of it. You know, just laugh
many
at it because it's just, you know, you can't help it. So
yeah, many years ago, I had that, it was war. There was a war. Saudi Arabia, the Iraq, I can't remember which one it was.
Probably the Iraq
I know
war,
that,
yeah.
That it got really serious, and we were all praying at church, and all of a sudden, one of the sisters started laughing, and then she touched, and I end up laughing. We were rolling on the floor laughing, and I believe that it was that we were laughing at the enemy. It was
powerful.
I mean,
yeah.
From my belly. Yeah, it was from
right.
My belly, and then we were like, quick, and laughing. We got up from there feeling so light, like we were on a cloud. And so the Lord did something that day, and it was actually, I felt like it was warfare, but warfare with laughter. And that's what I felt, like we were laughing at the enemy, and it was so bad. I mean, we were rolling on the floor. You know, just laughing and laughing. We just couldn't, we were holding our bellies. It was really strong.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I understand that one. I've had that too. That's what I was talking about when we was at that proper place and all of a sudden it hit. That was horrible. It was like I had to crawl out on all fours. I didn't want to do that, but I did. I was trying to get out of there before it got bad. And I was trying to keep my dignified, but it didn't end up being that way. I was the opposite. It was like, you know, when you don't want to laugh, you laugh harder. You know, when you be dignified, you was the most undignified person. But, you know, God's God, and he does what he does.
Amen.
You know, just,
and when he's touching
so, you know,
and it's that power, there you can't do anything but just, you know, flow with it. You can't do anything but flow with it.
Right. You know, when you say have your way, that means have your way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And sometimes you're like, really? This is your way today? So.
It really looks so different, right? I mean, it makes us look really different when we're laughing.
Well,
it disarms us.
Well, God is laughing at the enemy. I guess we might as well do what we see him do, because he's not worried. Mm-hmm. We're the ones that see different.
Yeah.
We have to have eyes to see higher than what we're looking at. Because, the snake can see, you get snake eyes if you're looking too low. you start eating on that apple. You know, like, don't get snake eyes. You gotta shift, baby. Anyway, so that's all I have to say. But I enjoyed the prayer, and yes, it is, you know, the laughter. And Psalms 91 is one of my most favorite. I have that up everywhere.
Do you have a little tidbit of something that will help somebody with anything?
If you have a headache, use peppermint oil. If you have a little indigestion problem, get some peppermint tea. Maybe add a little ginger, but peppermints will settle it. Spearmints, the mint family, that'll settle your stomach. A lot of people are having trouble with their throat, so, you know, the honey with lemon. You know, if you have, they're having sinus infections, so I recommend, you can use the urethra plant. That's all I know.
Okay.
Urethra.
You know what? I've
urethra
noticed
helps,
that there's
helps
people.
With,
I noticed people having sore throats. And
have
one
what?
Thing that has
sore
kept
throat?
Me from sore throats, yeah. One thing that has kept me from not getting any kind of sore throat is keeping my neck warm. There's these things that you could just pull over your neck, and you can even use it as a face mask. Well, I keep it around my neck because I go in and out of the cold often, and I noticed that it has not bothered my throat at all, and it's kept my throat warm, my neck warm, and nothing major, like taking anything for my throat, just wearing something warm around your neck. And
yeah,
I wear
keep
it all day long.
Keeping your bottom. Mm-hmm. You know, that is important. You know, usually, you know, people don't really think about it, but if your body temperature drops down lower than it's normally used to working at, it lowers your immune. And you can, your body temperature can fluctuate a little bit. So.
And I noticed
definitely.
That some people, you know, some of the employees were, you know, sucking on, things for their throat. And I was like, you know, it dawned on me. I'm like, I haven't gotten anything. The only time that I'll start coughing is if I smell chili or something really spicy. But other than that, I've been pretty good. My throat hasn't, my whole body feels warmer, too. Another thing is turmeric, curcumin with ginger powder. That's good for inflammatory, the inflammatory for your
turmeric.
Joints.
Right, the turmeric too.
Turmeric.
So turmeric and cinnamon is very good for arthritic inflammation. A blend of the two.
The turmeric
if you put those two together.
It's also For cardiovascular and immune joint and health, it helps with all that.
Coconut is black seed. It breaks down the black seed oil.
You can also use it in seasoning. You put that in seasoning for your chicken and stuff like that. The turmeric, isn't it like yellow? It gives it a nice
yellow. It's almost orange. Your ginger is a light yellow. Your cumin is a medium gray brown, maybe.
Yeah, it's like a seed. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you feed your body something, the natural stuff, your body can quickly process it and put it to good use. When you do chemicals, it's trying to figure out how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your body naturally recognizes food to a level, and it's able to get into your system.
I believe that they have like adobo, and they have that in that, and they have that food coloring, the turmeric in it. A lot of the things that we have, but you know, they also use other chemicals, which are like MSG. That's not good for you. But we can make our own seasoning and out of natural things that will help our body.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic is also another one that's very good for you. Also helps lower blood pressure.
You can do garlic and honey with a sore throat too. It's an antibiotic.
So that will
help a whole lot. You can do that with lemon. So, you know, there's a lot of things out here you can do to keep yourself in good shape to thwart off what's trying to come at you.
Hey, Daniel,
which I'm glad people are starting to get aware of it.
Yeah. Daniel, can you give your testimony on garlic?
Yeah, I was. I have high blood pressure. So then, one of the doctors or the nurses, technician, or whatever they're called, she tells me, you know, I had my husband try garlic, and I'm like, okay. So she goes, you can get some that, you know, don't leave the aftertaste or whatever. So since I started taking the garlic, it's dropped my blood pressure down significant points, and I document my blood pressure every day. So it's like a simple addition of, you know, the garlic pills has actually helped me. So that's, you know, I'm a walking example of what it did before I took them and what it's done after I've taken them. So it works.
Mm-hmm. It works. The odorless one, and that way you don't burp garlic all day. All right. Yeah. See, I like to hear if you have a testimony out there and you of something that you've used, how it worked for you. Share it with us tonight, or any other night. So, is there anything else you want to say, Sister Angie?
No, I like prayer for the family that I'm going to go see. I'm getting ready to go to Georgia. And the young boy was 14 years old. He killed himself. And he's one of a twin.
Dear.
And the family is tore up. The father, he used his father's gun to do it.
Oh, dear Lord.
So the family is all to pieces.
All right, let's lift them up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift up this family that Sister Angie is going to go visit. Father, we pray that you bring peace over this family, Father God, that they won't. Normally, families, when situations like this happen, people feel like guilty, like did we do something? Could have we done something? Lord, we just pray that you quiet all that and give them peace. And we pray, Father God, that this time that they come together, Father God, that you do something beautiful in their lives, Father God, that you bring more unity, Father God, that you would touch other people that knew the family, that knew this young man, and that it be a time for them to reflect on how fragile life is. The Word of God shows in Ecclesiastes how it is wise for the wise people to be in funerals, in a funeral, because it's better there than to be feasting and doing other things, because it helps us to reflect on life and number our days and make ourselves realize that a life is short. Life is not as long as we think it is. And so we ask you, Father God, that they take this time to reflect on their own lives, to examine themselves, and to see where they're at in the Lord. And, Father God, we pray that you use Sister Angie, Father God, to bless them, to also bring that joy into their lives, Father God, to lighten things up. And I pray that you use her in a special way, Father God, to bless them, and that they would know that they are loved and that they are truly loved, and that your presence, your love, come on all of them, Father God, because this is rough. This is really rough when someone commits suicide, Lord. We just pray for a special anointing there that will just break whatever the enemy is trying to do there, Father God, that there be more awareness, more love, more unity, Father God, that they would just love on each other, that your presence be so strong, Father God, that whatever is there that's trying to bring them down, Father God, that you be there to break all that in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Daniel, do you have anything to pray for, Sister Angie?
Yes. Father God, we just ask that you give Sister Angie the words, Lord. And Father God, this goes out to, you know, all those that, whether they're listening or not, Father God, the youth right now are under a lot of pressure to try and fit in, Father God, to try and just be like the rest of them, Lord, willing to take chances. In the olden days, we may have, you know, risked some things when we were young, but today you risk your life, Lord, for, you know, drugs and or the depression comes in, Lord, you know, or people get bullied and things of this nature, Father God. Lord, we just ask for your loving touch over any teen at this moment, Father God, known or unknown to us, Lord, that is struggling, Father God, that you are able to touch them, Lord, you know, get them to say something to a loved one, Father God, or get the loved ones to notice something that triggers them to ask their own, you know, children or friends or relatives, Lord, that may be struggling, Father God, give them that special gift of discernment, Lord, to pick it out and know that someone's hurting, whether they say it or not, Father God, and be able to save some of these young people, you know, that are just finding the easy solution in their eyes, Father God, that they're able to, you know, get through whatever difficulties there are, Lord. This life, you know, comes at them hard, but lately it seems like the young are getting it a lot sooner than most of us may have experienced it, Father God. Technology and everything hasn't helped. It's probably made things, you know, worse at times, Lord. And so, Lord, I just pray for all those that may be affected. And, Lord, you know, special blessing over, you know, Sister Angie, that she just have that laughter, Lord, you know, in the proper way where the family can relax and understand that, you know, they're not the first family or someone that's gone through that, Lord, but just bring them that loving peace, knowing that, you know, not that we did anything wrong, Father God, you can't watch everything every moment, every day, but Lord, that they just find some calmness in the storm, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Amen.
And Father, I pray, Father God, for the family, for the unity, Father God, that whatever the enemy tries to do, to put blame on each other, Lord, we just bind the enemy from even trying or attempting that in any way, form, or fashion. And we thank you, Father God. We just pray that you allow friends, family and friends to rally around this family, Father God, to support them. But not only in this time, but even after, when everybody goes home, we just pray that you be there with them, Father God. When everybody goes home and everything has been done, that you be there with them, that they can sense your presence, can help them to get through this rough time, Father God. You make a way where it's hard for them to see that there is a way out of this hardship right now. And we just ask you in Jesus' name, help them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Sister Angie, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that was beautiful. Thank you, God.
All right. Well, God bless you.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful
God
week.
God bless you, too, and I love you guys. Good night.
I love you. We love you, too. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller, 251-229, your name and where you're from.
Hi, Sister Carmen. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Sarah from Alabama. All right, let me pray over you. All right, let me put you on mute. Father God, we just thank you for Sarah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. When I said your name, I saw you with scissors, and it was like you were cutting some things off, like maybe some things that weren't of any use for you. You were cutting them off, sort of like cutting off something that, like something that's dead. You're cutting it off. And I want to say pruning, but not really pruning. It's things that don't serve you anything. And so you're cutting it off. It's almost like you're taking a scissor to it and cutting off what doesn't work, that's not of any use. And so I thank you, Lord, for the cutting off of things, the cutting off of things. Thank you, Lord, the cutting off of things, making room for what matters, making room for the things that do work. And we thank you, Father God, for that. I ask you, Father God, to give her the strength and the wisdom to know what to cut off and how to cut it off in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Daniel, do you have anything for Sarah? The cutting off.
I actually did see the pruning tree, but cutting off the bad parts, but yet making the tree grow the way you want it to be in the more beautiful form is how I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the same thought process as far as cutting off the ragged edges, the what doesn't matter, but yet forming it or making it grow in the way that you want it to grow in this beautiful state. So,
you know what? God does the pruning. And sometimes he shows us what things need to be removed from our lives, the things that need to be cut off. You know, he's the perfect gardener. He's the one that sees, and he has an eye to know, okay, we cut here, we cut there. He knows exactly what's going to work and what will not work. And so in prayer, allow God to give you that wisdom to know what it is that you need to cut off and how to go about it. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. Let's get to Sarah. Sarah?
Hey. Amen.
God bless you. How are you, sister?
I'm good. Thank the Lord. I am, I was in the process, and my daughter and I got there. And that's so it's just prophetic, and the Lord gave it to both of y'all that we were just, like my mother passed away in 21, and
mm-hmm.
We've been in a house, and it needs some repairs, and some things, but it's just the whole sentimental value. So, but tonight we were just kind of talking and was like, Mom, should we, kind of move elsewhere, And I was thinking during the with the, you know, speaking prophetically, is that, you know, I, you know, was in the house with her for a long, long time, and we shared so much together. But there's certain things I wanted to cut off and kind of start anew with everything. Yeah. And
with prayer, and so, if you seek the Lord on everything, He'll show you what to do and how to do it. That's what I got.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. He knows best. Sometimes we just want to go in there and it's not necessarily that way. God knows, oh, a little here, a little there, okay, over here. So He'll give you the wisdom on what to do with prayer.
With prayer, that's
we
it.
Yeah. And both of you pray together and say, Lord, you know, show us. He'll show you. It'll be so natural. Mm-hmm. It'll be so easy when you seek Him first, and He'll guide you. He'll give you that knowing. Amen. And it won't be overwhelming. Because it's hard, you know. There's a lot of sentimental value in what's going on. And it's hard to break because there's so much, like you said, that sentimental thing that attaches us. And so God knows exactly, you know, where to, okay, this, that, over there, over here. He'll show you.
I agree. I just, with, you know, I was going to go once we completed the call, just Leah and I was going to get together and pray about it, you know, and see where the Lord leads and guide us.
Amen. So is there anything you want us to pray about?
Well, I guess all in all, as far as direction, you know, where the Lord wants me to go in this hour, as far as, you know, staying here in the home or venturing out and going to a different home. And I guess in all, just ordering my footsteps, both Lee and I.
Is there a home that you have your eye on?
Well, I've been kind of been looking. And, but
so there's a desire,
you know, there's a desire,
Oh, well, the desire, God gives us desires, and they're His desires sometimes, you know, when we're seeking Him and He gives us different desires, it's actually Him wanting us to have those desires. I remember one time that I didn't want to go to Italy. My ex-husband was offered to go there on a tour for the military, and I didn't want to go. And I was one day, some couple of years later or something like that, some years later, I'm praying, and all of a sudden I sensed that I wanted to go to Italy. So I said, Lord, I want to go to Italy. I don't know where that came from. I know that I was spending time with the Lord. So my desires changed as I sought Him. So my His desires became my desires. And so I kid you not, 2 weeks later, He had orders to go. And we went to Italy to live there for 3 years. So I'm like, I didn't want to go. So, but I know that those were God's desires. He had a purpose and a plan for that. So, you know, look at your desires. If there's a desire to move, and you've been praying already about all of this, and it may be the Lord guiding you through those desires. Amen?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And so that's what I can, I've been having that desire. So I said, well, you know, I'm just going to pray about it tonight and let the Lord, you know, put a seal of approval on it. He already is, I know He's leading me in that direction. So.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank You, Father God, for
Sarah and her daughter, Father God, and for the direction you're taking them in. We thank you, Father God, for the desires that you're putting in their heart. We pray that you make things clear to them, Father God, that they won't move until you say move. And if there's a strong desire to do something that they know that is to you, leading them and guiding them, Father God, and as the house is concerned, the things that they need to keep and give away or sell, whatever. Lord, we just pray that you guide them in all of that, that you make it so easy for them, because it can be a tall job to do. But we pray, Father God, that when you give a plan, you make things easy. And so we pray that you make things easy for them, because they work and they study and they need the time to do all this, Lord. So we pray that you bless them and help them and give them that wisdom that they need in Jesus' name. Daniel, do you have anything to pray over, Sarah?
Yes. Father God, just thank you for listening to the beauty of Sarah being able to say that her and her daughter have prayed together. Father God, I believe that's a wish of so many parents, Lord, that children would just, think the same way, about the same things, where we put you first, Father God. So it's just, we're blessed to hear her say that, Lord. We're blessed to hear her speak it openly. Father God, he took me to Psalm 71:1. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. So thank you for sharing with us how you and your daughter have combined with your prayer to the Lord to seek his guidance. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And bless that her daughter, Father God, and raise her up to be that Proverbs 31 woman in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank the Lord for both of y'all. I really do. And keep seeking the Lord for me as I do the same for you. And thank you for being a part of PGN.
Amen. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say or you want a prayer for?
Well, I wanted to give a testimony. I
go for
been
it.
Feeling
you know
great.
I like them.
Yeah, I've been feeling great, and as far as overall health, and thankful to the Lord for that.
thank you, Jesus.
I think it's more towards changing some eating habits, and turning things around with that. Eating less, but then eating smarter, like in small portions instead of like huge meals at a time. So I've been doing that, and it's been working out, So my daughter, she's toning up where I'm trying to lose some, because it actually helps out with, putting too much weight on your knees and, or anything that's going to be detrimental to you. You definitely don't want to get off into making that any worse.
Wearing it out. Yep.
Yeah, especially that's when you get up in age. Advice. Not that I'm...
You're not that old.
I'm just 52, but, the snap, crackle, and pop came along, so.
That sounds like one of Angie's lines. Oh, my goodness. I hear you, but that's true. Losing weight helps relieve the pressure on the joints. Taking collagen is good also for the joints. And like I was saying, turmeric, curcumin, maybe having that in seasoning, the curcumin is good too. When you add it to the seasoning, maybe to your beans, when you make bean, a saucy bean, oh, it tastes really good with some cilantro and tomatoes, onions, and garlic, and you put all that in tomatoes and the beans. Oh my goodness, it's really delicious, and it's good for you.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna have to share my sofrito one day. I make a sofrito base where I can use it for stew or for my soups or for the beans, and it's
mm-hmm.
cilantro. Garlic, peppers, what else do I put it in? Garlic, pepper, like green peppers. And I, what else do I add to it? I just went blank on that. I put it in a blender, and then I take like a 2 tablespoons and add it to whatever I'm cooking, or 2 or 3, depending on how much flavor I want it in it. I add some seasoning that has turmeric, curcumin, garlic powder, salt, and then I add a little tomato sauce to the beans or the stew. Oh my goodness, it tastes really good, doesn't it, Danny? He's not speaking. He loves it. He loves it. And so my kids, every time I make that, they go, don't tell my brother, don't tell my sister you're making it. They love it. So I'm amazed. Like my stews, I love adding potatoes, the meat, the pieces of meat, and then add that, all that in it. Oh, my goodness, it's so tasty. That's a Puerto Rican stew. With a little bit of white rice on the side, you're good to go.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh,
you know,
boy.
Everything natural. I'm even hearing young people complaining, oh, I got to stop eating junk food. I got to start eating healthy. It doesn't make me, I feel tired. Yeah, with all those donuts you guys bring all the time. Hello. You know, yeah, put some good food in you, you know. So, amen. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, in the health food store, in the vitamin shop, I don't know if y'all have it, you know, in Texas or anything, but they have a store called the Vitamin Shop. And
mm-hmm.
As far as bones and everything, they have a vitamin, and it's called Bone Up. Now, it's a little bit, you know, that's for, you know, if you're feeling like, oh, my bones are just giving me fits or whatever. It has, you know, the different vitamins for cartilage, build up, and all that kind of stuff in it. So, but it's a little bit pricey, but, you know, if you need it, you need it. And and it has the natural stuff in it. So that's a good suggestion, too.
It's good advice. Losing weight helps also. Drinking lots of water, too, because sometimes people go dehydrated and don't realize it, and they're rubbing their bones, bone on bone, being dehydrated. So drinking water
mm-hmm.
is very important. Yeah. There's this water, Essentia. That's a good, very good water. It's a little pricey, but it tastes good, and it hydrates. You can feel the difference. It hydrates better than other waters. So, Essentia, yeah. Essentia. And it's also a, what do they call it? It also has electrolytes for taste. It tastes good. I'm not one that I like drinking water because it just tastes bad to me sometimes. But this water tastes really good.
Yeah.
Very
it's got a pH level of 9.5.
Yeah. Yeah. It has a pH level. So it's very good. It supercharges. It's a alkaline water. Try that. Instead of taking soda pop, drink a bottle of good water. Amen. All right. Anything else, Sarah?
All right. Well, I just, you know, I had to give a health kick, put a health kick in there, and, you know, and it makes you feel so much better, you know, when you shed some pounds and start your joints, you know, you feel a whole lot of the lift, you know, taking a
mm-hmm.
lift off. And my mom was like, well, And this is a kind of a joke. I know when I said the snap, crackle, and pop, My mom told me, well, you approach 50, you're going to get a little bit of snap, crackle, and pop. I was like, no, I don't believe that. Well, it happens.
Yeah,
you have to stretch in the morning. And...
yeah, stretching, that's good also. You know, they talk about Pilates. People talk about Pilates, but basically those are stretches, stretching. Maybe the positions that they do may be attached to some idol worship. I don't recommend that, but stretching on your own, you know, is amazing. It's like your body is like a rubber band. You need to stretch it in order to use it. Otherwise, you could hurt yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So stretching is good. Very good. Amen. All right, Sarah. Well, God bless you. And, I pray
God
that you have
you.
A good week, a blessed week in Jesus' name.
Okay, you as well. Thank you all for everything. May God bless you.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller, 870-415, your name and where you're from.
I'm Shavonda from Arkansas.
Shavonda from Arkansas. Okay. Give me one moment. Let me mute you. Shavonda. Oh, Tarabakishi Sindaramak. Viravasho Taramakiriyandaramak. Thank you, Lord, for Shavonda. Thank you, Lord, for Shavonda. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shavonda, Lord, I thank you, Father God, because you're showing her things that she once thought were true, but you're shedding some light on these things. And you're allowing her to see for herself that they are not true. And you're turning her around and you're showing her what is true, truth, your truth. And I thank you, Lord, because it is bringing light, light into her eyes, Father God, light into her thinking, light into her spirit, man. And it's setting her free, Father God, from the lies that the enemy has lied to her with, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, because of this light that you're giving her, Father God, to see what is true, Father God. You are also going to use her to expose the enemy and to share with others so that others also will see how she was set free. In Jesus' name, amen. Daniel, do you have something for Shavonda?
Yeah, she's got me in Psalm 103. Know that the Lord, he is good. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So you know, whatever he's showing you, it's because he is our shepherd. And, you know, just follow the lead. Amen.
Amen. Let's get her back on. I just saw, you know, like God shedding some light on something. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for shedding your light in her life in Jesus' name. Hi, Shavonda. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. That's good. I was saying it's good to hear.
Amen. Amen. Are you understanding that, or is that something that's yet to happen?
Yeah, it's been some challenges, but, you know, it's like a process of whenever, you know how you think about things sometimes, and as long as you're giving so much energy and attention to it, it doesn't seem to work in your own power. But once you just start, you know, letting things go and put your focus where it should be, then it kind of,
mm-hmm.
God makes the way for it to, you know, come to you, but he wants me to know in his, in the understanding of how he wants me to see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's shedding light on that situation. He's letting you see what you're supposed to do, because you can see now. You can see with his guidance. So, wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That is always a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
For God to shed his light on our lives and guide us. You know, without his light, we can't see where we're going. I mean, we can see, but we don't know really where to go. So thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Is there anything you want us to pray about? Do you want to share a testimony? You know I like testimonies.
Right now, so everybody has a testimony every day as they wake up, you know, living and breathing and, you know, in their right mind and body. But I was just asking for prayer for my husband.
For your husband?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you want to share his name or no?
It's Victor.
Victor. Oh, Victor. That's a good name. Victor, for victory. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Victor and Shavonda, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you touch their marriage, their relationship, Father God, that you would bind them together with cords that cannot be broken. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that what you have put together, let no man put asunder. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing in Victor. You're giving Victor the victory. You're giving Shavonda the sense, the light to see and to know what to do. And we thank you, Father God. We just thank you for their marriage. We ask you, Father God, that you would enlighten them, Father God, that as they seek your ways, your word, that they will find the instructions that they need to hear from you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for the time that they spend. And we bind the enemy from operating against them, that they will not have time to seek you. The enemy likes to steal our time. And we just pray, Father God, that they will have the time to spend and spend it with you, quality time with the Lord in the secret place. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for their marriage. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for her husband. And Lord, bless him and help him as the head of the home to lead. Help him to lead in his house in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Daniel.
Father God, we lift up Brother Victor, Lord. Lord, we just ask to increase that self-confidence, Lord. Increase that thought process in his own mind, Lord, that he can, he will. He's able to provide. He's able to lead. He's able to bring calmness, Lord. He's able to protect all these things, Father God. As he looks in the mirror, Father God, encourage him, Lord. Touch his heart, Father God. You know, he's headed in the right direction, Father God. He knows to reach out to you, Lord. It's like reaching out to the garment, Father God. He's touching your garment, Lord. Just give him the self-confidence that allows him to be bold and move forward, Lord. You know, loving on his wife and everything else, that those that are around him, Father God. We don't do this alone, Lord. We do it with your guidance, and we do it with those that love us. In Jesus' name.
And we ask you, Father God, to give our sister the words to pray when she's spending time with you, that she will know how to pray for her husband, Father God, that you will guide her, Father God, to know how to lift him up in prayer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their marriage. I pray you do more. I pray that you move more in their lives, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you touch him, Father God. Help him, Father God, with his walk with you, Lord. That it'll be strong, that he puts you first above anything, that she put you first about it, above anything, Father God. And then when they both put you first, Father God, then there is power in their matrimony, Father God. I pray, Father God, that he love you above all things, and then he's able to love his wife. I pray that she loves you above all things, that she will be able to love him, Father God. Set their marriage free from the things that are holding them back. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you let go of their marriage. Get your grip off of them in the name of Jesus. I know your work, and I know you're trying very hard, but I bind you in Jesus' name, and I command you to loose them both in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for that unity in Jesus' name, for the cords that cannot be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Shavonda, are you there?
Yes.
All right.
God bless you guys. I had a big yawn.
Praise the Lord. You got set free of something.
Yeah, that was some deliverance. I needed that.
Amen. So you pray for your husband, okay? Pray over him. He needs, you know, the enemy attacks the head of the home a lot. So you pray over him and, you know, and let him hear you praying over him. So that he can see that he has a praying wife that loves him, that is praying over his needs. You know, it's just like when you pray over your children too. They love, you know, they may not say it, but, you know, there's something about when someone prays over you, there's something special about that. You feel so loved. You feel so loved, you know. So, amen. Is there anything else you want to pray about or talk about?
No, ma'am. God bless you guys. I did. I guess I could say that's part of a testimony. I did receive some deliverance because I'm just yawning away now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So anoint your home, okay?
Yes,
anoint
ma'am.
Your home. You know,
yes,
and love on your husband. Not only, you know, love, but love him and what he needs, you know. You know, the tender, loving care, the time that you spend with him. Learn his love language.
Yes.
Okay? Because everybody has a different love language. Learn what how he feels loved. It may not be the same way you feel loved. So if you want to really love him, learn that. Learn how, you know, and the best way is asking, how do you feel loved? What makes you feel like you're loved? Get down to the root of things, you know?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right.
God bless y'all.
All right. You have a blessed week.
Me too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. I have 111111, your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Barbara from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Sister Barbara. All right.
Hi.
All right, let me pray for you first. You know the deal. All right, let me mute you first. Thank you, Father God, for Sister Barbara, Father God. Oh, I praise your holy name. I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I see you, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, how you use it. I see you like in a lawn, and you're like mowing the lawn and manicuring it and making it green. And it's almost like there's people around the fence looking in on the yard and looking how you're doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm still having the effects of the prayer for Shavonda. Lord, take it all in Jesus' name. Take it all out in Jesus' name. Lord, bring restoration, Father God. Touch their marriage in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus for Sister Barbara, Father God. I see people around the fence looking in and like, how does she do it? My yard does not look like that. And you're just not saying anything. You're just doing it, and they're seeing it. So it's through your example, I sense that the Lord is saying, your example on how to live the life of Christ, that people are looking at you and learning how to walk, how to take care of their lives. In the name of Jesus, oh, that grass is green, very green. And you know how they say, oh, the grass is not greener on the other side. Everybody has to work on their own lives. Nothing is just green on its own. Life has to be worked on. The Lord helps us. And when we learn how to walk in the Lord, then our lives are green. Amen. All right, Daniel, do you have something for Sister Barbara?
Yeah, it's got me in the we're at Psalm 135, number 6. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deep places. So he's with you in whatever you're doing for him, and he's part of it on earth and in heaven, amen?
Amen. Yeah, of course. Thank you, Lord. Sister Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am so excited.
Hey. What's up?
Amen.
What's up? Do tell.
My testimony is the three nights that I had to work, and the Lord came in and delivered. He, there was some filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in unknown tongues. And then the next night, there were some people just being set free, and they were asking me, how old are you? How can you preach that way? Where do you get your information?
sounds like what I just told you.
Yeah, and they want to know, where are you getting all this from? And you'll have your books and your things, but you close it and you never use it. So why do you bring it? So where are you getting it from? I said, well, I have a GPS from the Holy Spirit. He leads, he guides, he directs. He instructs, mm-hmm. He gives you wisdom, he gives you knowledge. And so I said, I have a group of people that prays for me. I may talk to one at a time, sometimes two. But you don't know that what the people pray behind the scenes. So I had to ask mm-hmm. God for great discernment because we have to pray his will and not someone else's mm-hmm. will or what they think it should mm-hmm. be or what we ought to say. But I said I have people that I've been with for many, many years, and they ask the Lord to word, to guide, to instruct and order the steps because I was kind mm-hmm. of – it wasn't so much you're not getting out of the boat. It's when you get out of the boat, walk to Christ, and then you walk back to the boat and get back in. And we have to mm-hmm. sail and go somewhere else. So I was asking mm-hmm. the Lord, why these people, Lord? You know, how we kind of like, I said, they're going to look at me, Lord, and they're going to think I'm making faces. I said, Lord, you remember how when you whoop some, when our parents would whoop us, sometimes they would say, fix your face. Fix your face. So I said, Lord, I need you to fix my face. Because, you know, I see things and you don't want to say anything until the Lord gives you the timing. Timing is everything. But when I saw the people dancing and praising God and different ones would say, would you come and lay hands on this sister? And I'm like, okay, Lord. And I thought maybe they wasn't watching or looking at me or paying me any attention. And they would ask me for this person and the next person. And I even got chewed out. One of them say, now, you know you can't hold on to that person. You know what you've been through. I said, well, when you're up under the anointing, you forget all of that. You don't remember anything. It's kind of like he throws into the sea of forgetfulness. And when you come out of the anointing, you begin to calm down, and you begin to, like, oh, out. And then, Lord, I will not receive that. Take it back. I give it back to you. So I just really have enjoyed the services for the last 3 nights. And I even had a person, you know, I guess the last message that I did was love. And I talked on love, and I told them how the Lord gave his only begotten son, and how many times we may not feel the love, but the Lord is moving. He's working. He's already laid the foundation. He's already gave you. He refreshes you. He restored you. It's kind of like the restitution, restoring and everything. And then when I got to talking on it, I got so many hugs from so many young people. You know, aww, they were like running up to me saying, I love you. I love you. And I was shocked, like, were you really paying attention? And they said, yeah, we wanted to cry, but it was tears of joy that you touched the right spots, you know. And I'm like, okay, no, Lord, keep me
Jesus
humble, keep me sweet, like I'm always, you know, keep that permanent happiness. Don't take my joy away. And then the little children came around me, grabbed my hand, and everybody wanted to dance with me. I mean, these are babies. And some were like little teenagers, and some were like the adults would leave their seat and come where I am on the other side of the church just to hold my hand and dance with me. I said, oh, that was such a blessing, such a blessing. And it wasn't just one or two adults. It was like four or five. And I'm guessing they want to know where all this joy and strength comes from.
There you go.
So
there you go.
I mean, y'all hit it. And the young man that was reading the scripture, oh, my God. I said, Lord, am I doing your divine will? I said, you sent me here. You made the way. And then you remember when you asked them to pray for me, I mean, to bless me with the finances? One young man came and said that I want a $250. It's just a start. But you know how they give it to us and we give it back, you know, because we're trying to pay tithes and bless. And then we put a little bit, you know, more for this person and that person. And so I paid it, and I blessed the people for opening their doors for me. And then I got the state supervisor, another lady, she came, and she said, I want to know your Cash App. What is your Cash App? She said, because the Lord told me to plant some seeds through you. And the first thing I thought about was you guys. And you know, I didn't give that lady my Cash App. I haven't gave
Thank
it to her
Lord.
Yet. So these are the testimonies that when you walk in the obedience of the Father, and it may be, like you said, like little baby steps, but I had to make sure that I know that I know that this is where I'm going. This is what I have to do. And I began to tell the Lord, it really doesn't matter no more. Just as long as I obey you and I can speak your word. If it's 7 minutes, 15 minutes, 20. And the young man that asked me to speak, he said, I'm going to give you a whole hour. How about that? And that's for you and those women. And now they're appointing me to work with a lot of ladies, a lot of women. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then one of them, remember, I don't know if I said anything. And then another night they asked me that, can you do the ladies and teach them prophetic? And they said, we notice how you flow in the spirit. I said, oh, I'm going to tell. And I'm going to tell, but I didn't tell them that. You know me. I watch what I say. I have to, you know, do things by the Spirit of God. So I tried to hold it all in, and I've just been bubbling with joy. And I screamed all the way home, praising God, crying. I was just had nothing but tears, and I couldn't stop the tears. And the more I tried to quench the Holy Spirit, the more he made me cry. And I'm like, am I out of my the neighbor that I was sitting by, they said, are you all right? Are you all right? Is there something wrong? And I wanted to say, you just don't know. So that's my testimony.
The presence. Thank you. That's a good testimony. I love it. I love it. Wow. Praise the Lord. God is good. Oh, you got yourself
some work to do. We can't figure it all out.
We're coming
apart. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I love y'all.
Yes. So we love you too. I'm thankful that the Lord is using you in that way. Thank you, Jesus. All for his glory, right? Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Wow. That is awesome. Oh, man. That is really good. Danny, do you have anything to say to Sister Barbara?
No, I can imagine that the tears of joy when you're knowing that we're so worried about the young right now. It's amazing that you're able to reach out, because we're hearing the story of the young one that, took his life, and yet, they're desperate to find, the way, right? And it's our, as best as we can, that's our job to push forward and just let them, know the Lord, all we can do is just, the Lord use us as vessels and push forward. So you're a blessing, Ms. Barbara. Thank you so much.
They're looking for someone that they can trust and that they can follow. They need examples. And who better than you, Sister Barbara? Thank you, Lord. And we need to be like more like
testimony.
That, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Go ahead.
You said they looking for a vessel. They were telling me that, I said, well, you have sister this and sister that and da-da-da-da-da. And they said, no, you are qualified for the job. And that's why we're choosing
you.
Wow. And I just literally, dropped to my knees. Like, I was trying to, that's when I began to cry, because I was like, that many women, like a state, it's like and the lady was telling me that you're going to go to the meetings and you're going to be trained and we're going to be talking with you and I'm going to keep a close eye on you. She said, you will be working with me. And now she said, we've been looking for a building, a church we could work out of, and we want to bring these meetings to your church. And we want to bring ladies from all over the city to come. And she said, because we have a meeting coming up, and she said, I would like to get permission, if you don't mind. And I said, sure. And I was like, why me, Lord? I mean, why not you? You had all this time for the Lord to prep you and to prepare you and to get you ready. And when you're not chosen here, there, this, here, or there, then that's when you know that is the Lord keeping you from doing all of that so he can use you for a bigger picture, for a bigger job, a larger job.
Wow.
I just cried. I cried myself to sleep.
Well,
I was so happy.
Jesus.
Then I asked, Lord, is this the right thing, Lord?
Yes.
So, Daniel,
so
read it.
Prepare yourself.
That's some of it. Yes, ma'am.
Make sure you have self-care, too, to keep yourself, going. So remember that. There's times where you have to rest, and sometimes you have to do a little more self-care, but enjoy it while you're doing it, and just be careful, with your body. Make sure that you rest and you have that proper time with the Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Woohoo! Thank you,
Jesus. I just had to share it. I've been holding back to make sure that I was hearing the right information. Because many times, I would always take it and put it on the shelf. And then sometime the enemy would try to talk and say, well, this, you did this, and this, that, and the other half. And I said, Lord, I'm not listening to that.
Huh?
I'm just going to keep my eyes focused on you, Lord, and your word. Yes, and negativity. I don't listen to that. I just try to hear the right things. And when the Lord says speak something, I have to know that the timing and find the scripture for it, because he gives you scripture for everything he gives me to give to them. So I'm just grateful and I'm thankful for you guys. And I've been working on my self-care, my ginger, my honey, my lemon. And so, I mean, when you pray for that many people and your throat get tired.
Wow. Yes. And so they know, they're noticing everything, huh? Well, that sounds like what I was saying. You know, you're mowing the lawn and you have these eyes around you trying to look. Well, how is she doing it?
What is she doing? I mean, these questions was all day yesterday. And what are you wearing? And what is this? And where do you get this from? And how do you do it? And we know you don't work, so what are you doing? And I said, when I, even in my yard, the yard man told me how to mow my yard and which way. He said, you got at least two or three more cuttings. And he said, when you do that dead hay grass, your grass is going to be green, like super green than anybody. And they're going to want to know what happened, because he said the rain is coming and you need to get that dead hay, keep mowing it. You need three good mows. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, I have to put the back brace on and try, you know, and not give up, even when my legs give out. And the more I do it, the more strength I get. I said, Lord, I thank you for years of multiple vitamins, years, because the doctors are asking me, what do? How is your blood that perfect? We want to know. And I was like, my eating, the oatmeal, I love my grits, trust me. But the oatmeal has something in it that I need to clean my digestive system. And because
like
I don't
brush,
eat enough, but I'm eating a lot. I eat tiny bites, like, you know, six times a day just to finish the plate or whatever I'm eating.
Wow.
So when I don't feel like eating, I just do the oatmeal, but I cook mine. I don't know if I could swallow it.
Yeah, that's hard, yeah. But, hey, those are good things. Wow, Sister Barbara, I am so happy for you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, ma'am, I'm so happy for you guys. And especially that word I could go back and listen to and look up my scriptures, because I had no idea. I cannot figure God out. I know he gives you things in parts, the word of God in parts. So, they said they were going to start wanting to bless me. And the lady that said she wanted to bless me, she said, I don't have but a few dollars. She said, but I feel led to bless you. What is your cash out? And I wanted to tell her, don't worry about it, but I'm disobeying God when she wants to obey God so she can be blessed.
Yes, because she's really the one that's going to be blessed when she does it. You know, when you bless a prophet, you get a blessing too. So
yes,
praise God. Wow. Thank you, Lord. That's a good testimony. That's what I like to hear.
He was telling me something about what, yes, ma'am, that he wanted to start doing better than what he's doing, because I have to start traveling. And one of the ladies had told me, I think it was Andrew Joy or somebody, said, pack your suitcase, get ready. She's already sent me a schedule, a calendar, and she said, you're going to have to be ready. And I think somebody prayed, I think it was Terrence and Tanisha. Tanisha was the one that said, you're going to, the anointing that's on your life, there's nothing nobody can do about it, but that's not the way she worded, but she said it something close like that. But she said, you need money,
really?
And you're going to have money for where you got to go for the ministry. And I wanted them to know. And I'm like, what? You know how you put it on the back burner and you put it on the shelf and you praying and you walking, like, how is this going to happen, Lord? Where is I'm going to go? And how, you know how that, how, why? And it wasn't doubt. We got faith. You know, when you've been in it so long, you got the faith. It's just that you looking with your spiritual eyes, looking for it, trying to find it.
And it's so happening.
Now,
it's happening.
It is happening. Yes.
Wow.
And I have a trip. I mean, I got these trips that I got to take, and I'm like, okay, God, this is one time I know you got to work. But it's going to take money to go these places in the flight.
Wow.
And I said, Lord, I know I'm not going to have to worry about it.
Yes, yes,
so,
yes. Well, let's pray for you. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray that you supply all her needs, Father God, according to your riches and glory, that she will not have to pull any of her own money, Father God, as she does these trips, that that you bless her, Father, continue to bless her, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for fulfilling the words that you gave her the other day and the other words that the other brothers and sisters have given to her, Father God. Use her mightily, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, that her latter years are going to be greater than her former years. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray you give her wisdom, Father God, to know how to take care of herself in the process of serving you, Father God, so that she'll do more, Father God, and that there will be no setbacks, nothing that will cause her to stop, Father God, that she will be moving and nothing that will stop her from continuing to move forward, Father God. Help her with self-care and give her wisdom in that. And we thank you, protect her and keep her, Father God, wherever she goes. And I pray that you fill her mouth, Father God, as she opens it, that she will speak what your people need in Jesus' name. Amen. Danny, do you have anything for her? Anything
yes, Father
for
God, we ask you to line up the people that want to dance with her, Lord. Let that be the sign from you, Father God, that she'll have a line ready to dance, Lord, or put them in the circle, Father God. Get them all dancing together, Lord, and let them just and take over, Father God. Take over when they get dancing, Lord. Let them feel it, Lord. Even like with Miss Angie's laughter, Lord, let them all have that laughter, Father God. Let them just feel your presence, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dancing with Jesus. Dancing with you. When they're dancing with you, they're dancing with Jesus.
I wanted to tell him that I forgot that the last night when I danced and the Holy Ghost was in the room and they were speaking in tongues, the whole church came to the front and we were all dancing with each other. And it's like they gathered around me, but we all had somebody and they wouldn't move. They just stayed right there in the middle of the floor in the church.
People go to nightclubs to dance, and they don't know what they're missing, huh?
That's right. We change partners. We have a new partner in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You know what? Every year that in the synagogues, when they finish, synagogues do this, when they finish with their Torah, the reading for the year, you know, the first five books of the Bible, they have scrolls and they have those scriptures and scrolls. At the end of the year of doing that, they have a dance, and it's dancing with Torah. Really, it's dancing with the Word, with God, with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a little dance before they scroll it all over to the front again and then begin again. So that just reminded me of that they do that in some synagogues. They dance with the Word, with the Torah.
Awesome.
And we have the Word inside of us. So when they dance with us, they're dancing with Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I know you have other callers, but there is a young man that I met years ago, and I've been praying for him because I never could find him. And finally, I met his sister today, and she told me that he has spent 14 years in prison. And when he called me, we began to talk on the word. He said, I had enough time to read that Bible over 7 times. And he said, I found every Bible I could find. I read the Hebrew Bible. I read different Bibles. And I just kept reading the word of God. And so now when he talks, he don't realize that he's prophesying. And he didn't realize that a lot of things he was telling me had already come to pass.
Wow.
So, and then I asked him, he began to talk and tell me a lot of things. And I told him, I said, you keep telling me about you, but tell me what's really going on. Where are you hurting? What is going on that I do not know about, but the Holy Ghost knows? And I said, well, he said, well, what do you think it is? I said, it's your mouth. Something is going on. He said, well, how did you know? I said, I don't know, but the Holy Ghost knows. He said, I've had surgery after surgery on my lip. I think it's his bottom lip. He said, the doctor did plastic thread instead of real the thread that disappears. And he said, the more they take the stitches out, and he said his lip hurts so bad. And he said that even after they took those stitches out, they took more stitches. And then they had to do some kind of x-ray, and they found more plastic stitches. And he said, I've been in pain for the last, he said he got out about a year ago. He said, this is when that happened, when they found the spot on his lip. It was a spot somewhere else, but they gave him all kind of medicine, and it went away, but the spot came on the lip. And when they tried to cut it out, he said, I'm on 30 different pills. And
To shut his mouth. Yeah, it's the enemy that wants to shut his mouth. Let's pray for him. What's his name? Or do you want to give his name?
His name is David. And he has a calling on his life, and nobody in his family knows Jesus but him, because his sister told me, yeah, he came home talking about this Jehovah. I said, Yahshua, yes, Lord. And she doesn't like
it. So he's out of prison.
He's out of prison, and I managed to find his sister, and she told me that he had been out for almost a year.
All right, we'll pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up David to you, Lord. We pray, Father God, we lift up that lip that's been infected, Father God, that they've botched up. But we know that, Father God, it's the enemy trying to shut him up. But we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to bring healing to his lip and touch his mouth, Father God, that he would even speak more and more boldly than ever about you, Lord. But I pray, Father God, that you give him a boldness, Father God, not a religious boldness, but a boldness where people will know that this man has something different about him. I pray, Father God, total healing on his lip. Lord, I pray that your supernatural antibiotic will just go in there and heal him right now in the name of Jesus. And we curse the enemy right now to the root. Whatever he's trying to do on his lip, we curse it right now in the name of Jesus to the root. And we thank you, Father God, because you're going to loose his lips. Loose his lips for the kingdom of God. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And those loose lips are going to bring resurrection to other people's lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Daniel, you have something for this man.
Father God, we give you the glory and the honor, Lord, for what you're doing with David. Lord, the Bibles that he read, Father God, gives him the ability to speak to anyone, Lord, different faiths for that matter, Father God, that believe in you, and he doesn't really realize it, that you had him in training, Father God. You had him doing that, not knowing why he was doing it, but seeking all the Bibles that he could find, Father God. He's heard your word, Lord. He knows your word, Father God. He probably verbatim on some of the verses, Father God. So we thank you for that imprisonment with a purpose, Father God. You know, and Lord, I know that as he moves forward, Lord, you're with him. And we all stand together, Father God, and pray for his complete healing, Lord, and that he be just a voice for you, Father God, a vessel to be used a vessel that can be going to those that would normally not listen to you, Father God. He knows that language too, Father God, having been in the prisons, Lord, and prisoners would listen to him, Father God. So use him mightily, Father God. You know, he's been prepared and he didn't know it, Lord. So we just thank you for that, you know, ability that you had to put in him, Father God, that he put it to use. And we'll continue to pray for David, Father God. We'll keep him in our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, so Lord, I thank you, Lord, because you brought him from prison to praise. I pray, Father God, that you connect him with the right people, Father God, that if there's anything that he's learned wrong, Father God, that these new connections will steer him to the right path, Father God, that they will teach him right. Father, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in his life. I thank you for touching his head too, Lord, his brain, Father God. Lord, and I pray that any effects from this lift, Father God, any infection that may have run anywhere else, Lord, we curse that right now in the name of Jesus on his head and any other part of his body in the name of Jesus. We pray that you bring healing to his blood. And clean the blood from any infections in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Amen.
I will have
Thank
a testimony
you,
about
Barbara.
It. Thank you
yes,
so much, you
yes.
guys. I love y'all.
Well,
God remember. Bless you guys.
We love you too. God bless
yes,
you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right. We have 402-214. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen and Sharon from New York.
All right, let me put you on mute. All right. Thank you, Lord, for sharing, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know, I thank you, Lord, because you're making her move faster, and maybe not the way that she thinks, but that she's getting things done faster. And it's not necessarily through her legs, but she's getting things done is what I'm sensing. I'm hearing from the Lord. Sometimes, you know, there's other ways that the Lord can use us to get things done faster. And sometimes we think that it's through our physical being, you know, our bodies. But God gives us wisdom. God gives us wisdom to get things done, to get things done. And, you know what? I just thought about this young man. He was born without arms, without legs. He just has a trunk in his body. And he was down and depressed because of, you know, he was looking at his life, at his body, and what he couldn't do. And, you know, this is the Lord giving me this story right now because I didn't even think about this. So this young man, when he put his eyes on Jesus, he started ministering and going places and talking to people that were sad, that were depressed, that were down and out. And little by little, his life started changing. And he realized that he didn't need his arms and legs to be happy. And he found love. Actually, this young man found love. And do you know, I just the other day, I saw something that he had baby twins. He has other kids. But he has baby twins. And so he continues to go out throughout the world and minister to people. And that doesn't mean that he doesn't have challenges. He does have challenges because of the way that he was born. He didn't have an accident. He was born this way. And so he found the joy of serving God in spite of. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because that is what Sharon is moving into. She's learning to serve the Lord in spite of the things that are in her life that try to limit her. And I just see that you're moving faster in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for that, for Sharon, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for what you're going to show her and how you're going to lead her in Jesus' name. Danny, do you have anything for us?
He's got me in Psalm 46:7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Amen.
Amen. All right. Let me see. What was her number? All right. Miss Sharon, Sister Sharon, how are you?
Good. Thank you. I was still fighting this, whatever this is that I've had, you know, not feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, better than I was.
Are you having some sunshine?
No.
Are you opening up windows and getting some sun? Yeah, you need some sun. That makes you feel better.
Yeah, it's been, I know. I was outside the other day. It was nice, but most of the time it's cold and rainy.
Raining. Well, you could open the windows in the house and open all the windows.
Yeah.
I know. Let the sunshine in. Isn't that a song? Let the sunshine in.
Yes, that is a song. It's an old song.
Yes.
Dawn of Aquarius, I think. I don't remember. I think that's the name of it.
Yeah.
But that's good to hear that. It's funny, you know, I'm glad God thinks I'm moving faster because I'm not feeling like I'm moving faster, but maybe I will tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of prophecy. It speaks in the future, too.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, so that's exactly what happens a lot. Would you pray for my communication with that friend of mine, Kevin?
With Kevin? All right. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Kevin is on Sharon's mind, Father God. She has a love for him, Father God, because she wants him to know you, Lord. And I pray, Father God, that you let the Holy Spirit touch Kevin, Father God, that when they're together, that she would just love on him just like normal without even saying anything, and that she'll be there for him, Father God. Listening, because a friend listens, a friend will pray over you. And I thank you, Father God, because Sharon is a friend to Kevin. And I pray that, Father God, that Kevin will see the friendship that she's offering him, and that you give her the opportunity one day to share Jesus when it is the appropriate time, Father God. Prepare him, Father God, to receive, and prepare her to deliver. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Danny, do you have something to pray?
Yes, Father God, I just give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord. Lord, I ask that you touch Kevin the way when you're trying to get my attention, Father God. That little shock, Lord, when he feels that Sharon is praying for him, something, Lord, that's shock. Lord, just one of those little, I call them shocks. I don't know how to describe it, but Lord, let him know that, you know, nothing else could have given him the shock except that it came from you. Lord, speak to him in a way to get his attention, Father God. And then he'll ask Sharon, you know, this is weird, but this happened. And Father, they'll give her the opportunity to open up more, Lord, and just explain to him that it's you, Father God. You're touching him. You're answering Sharon's prayer, Father God. But you've got to communicate with him, Lord. Get his attention so that he knows that it's not just random. It's from you, Father God. We ask this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. You're there. Hi.
Yeah, I'm here, honey.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. So, get some sunshine, okay?
All right, honey. Thank you. God bless you both.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller, 910-709. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Miss Sylvia.
How are you?
Hey. All right. I'm not going to mute you. I'm going to pray for you, okay? Thank you, Father God, for Sister Sylvia, Father God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, Father God, that that what the enemy means for evil, you turn it around for our good. And we thank you, Father God, that there's nothing to stop her, and she keeps moving, and she keeps moving in Jesus' name, that nothing will stop her because she knows her God is with her. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for the motion. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That when we think that we're not going as fast, we really are going fast. And then God shows us that we really are going fast. And we thank you, Father God, because sometimes people need to see that, you know, in slow-mo so that they can get it and they can run. Amen? It's almost like when we watch a movie and we're like, what was that? And you put it on slow and then you learn what happened in that part. And then you're like, oh, okay. So then you keep on and you're able to understand what was in that movie or in that lecture or whatever. And you understand it and you're able to run with it. So I thank you, Lord, because sometimes, Sister Sylvia, you may think that you're not going fast enough, but that you really are. Yeah, and you're going at the right speed, the speed that God wants you to have, because those that are looking at you need to see it at the speed that you're delivering it. Amen? They need to see it the way you're delivering it so that they can run with it. Amen and amen. Daniel, do you have something for Sister Sylvia?
Yes, Father God, I lift up my sister Sylvia, Lord, and I ask you for your healing touch over her throat, Lord, and any soreness and feelings that she might have, Lord, either swallowing or anything of that nature, Father God. I just ask for your complete healing this evening, Lord. Touch her as we speak, Father God. Clear that throat, Lord, just like the enemy tried to keep Carmen from talking earlier for our sister Sharonda, Lord. The same thing goes here. The enemy's trying to keep her from freely speaking, Father God. We rebuke that in Jesus' name, Lord. We just ask for just a complete healing, just the top of her head, the bottom of her feet, Father God. We just lift her up, Lord, and just ask you to be with her, Father God. Let's clear that throat, Lord, and allow her to be your vessel and speak to those that she needs to speak to. In Jesus' name, amen.
And anyone else that has issues with their throat, we also plead the blood of Jesus over them. We thank you, Lord, for the healing touch. For even Sister Sharon, Father God, that also said that her throat was bothering her. We ask you, Father God, for healing of throats in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, Sister Sylvia. How are you?
Hi. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That was right on about the throat. Oh, yes.
Good. Thank you,
yes, I've been doing that for a while. I didn't exactly, you know what it was. Sometimes my voice is light shaky and not, you know, not the tone is off. And that's amazing. Thank you for the prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Are you keeping your throat covered?
Yes,
your
I'm
neck
taking
area?
A lot of fluids. Not really. Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah, I
Go
haven't
ahead.
Done that. God had healed me from a lung disease. And it seems as though, yeah, so my voice, like sometimes when I talk, it's sort of off. I don't know if it's coming from sinuses or from what, but I notice sometimes it's like if I have to speak or minister to people, it seems like, you know, it's off a little. But I thank you for the prayer.
Humidifier. A humidifier
yes,
also helps it. Good, good, good. And keeping your neck warm.
Yes,
Yes, I have this thing I put on it sometimes. I heat it up and put it on the neck. But I've actually been praying about my... I wanted to ask you if you could pray for one of my daughters, Jasmine. I'm sort of concerned.
Jasmine?
Yes.
Okay. You're concerned over her?
Yes.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Jasmine, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for this, Sister Sylvia's daughter, Jasmine, Father God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for Jasmine, Father. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, because you're turning her around. You're turning her around. You're opening her eyes to help her to see the path that she's going on, and you're turning her around. And we thank you, Father God, for the turnaround, Father God, that you're leading her path, that you're guiding her, Father God, and that she's realized, you know, there's some choices she's made. And it's almost like God's light is illuminating her, and that she's finally seeing that the things that she didn't see before, and things are clicking, things are making sense. And so we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, for Father God, for that. That turnaround in her life, Father God, for that things making sense. And we thank you, Father God, because it's your Holy Spirit doing that in her life. We thank you, Father God, for that will make her also her steps going the right way in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Daniel, do you have something for Jasmine?
Yes, Father God, we just ask for that continued discernment, Lord. You're increasing her discernment, which has her pausing, even with existing friends, even with things that she's trying to figure out what's changed. What's changed, Lord, is your presence, Father God. And continue to work on her, Lord. Continue to show her, Lord, that, you know, as she opens her eyes and sees the other side, Lord, or sees the truth, Father God, show her with her eyes, Father God. Let her see what you want her to see, Lord. You know, it's got her puzzled, and she's probably, you know, looking back at mom, Lord, but no, Lord, you've got this, Father God, and you got her in the right path, Lord. Let her discover it with your help, Father God. The Holy Spirit just continues to super enhance her discernment, Father God. Super enhance it, Father God. And Father, that what she sees or senses, Lord, comes out to be true, which means she needs to stay away from them or it or whatever it is that you bring to her forefront, Father God. Let her just sense it, see it, and then see what it could have been, Lord. Just show her why she's walking away from it, Father God. We thank you for that. Focus on that, Father God. We thank you for working on that, Lord. The enemy's coming in different ways, Lord. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. We rebuke any attempt through the daughters, Lord, or anything else to keep, Jasmine from achieving what you needed to achieve, Father God. And it's also, you know, a way to come back at Miss Sylvia, Lord. So we just ask for that hedge of protection around all her family members, Father God, that those arrows are not allowed to penetrate, Lord, in any form or fashion, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Sylvia, I'm just going to tell you something. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Just continue praying for her. And when the opportunity rises that she says something, then you open, when the Lord releases you, and don't say anything ahead of time because it might not be the right time.
Right.
So
well,
you speak when
their house. Yeah. I was just at
say that again.
Their house. I was just at their house this weekend, and the Lord had led me to pray over their house. The two daughters live together. The other daughter just went back into the kingdom. And he had led me to pray over the house. What happened is she, I noticed, I couldn't, you know, I was picking up. I didn't know if it was, it's a change in her. And I saw the change, and it seems like she became more, you know, reserved. And I didn't know that, you know, I didn't discern whether it was God or, you know, if it's the relationship that she had gotten into. And she just seemed a little different, but I was praying to God that that was his hand upon her. And now, you know, it's been confirmed, because I was sort of worried about that, because she seems a little different. So,
She may
thank
be
God
realizing. Yeah, but don't say anything.
Yes.
Just continue praying as the Holy Spirit leads you, because there may be other things that you need to pray about, that as the Holy Spirit, you know, gives you the instructions on how to pray, and it happens, and he'll give you a little more, and it happens, and, you know, you be obedient to doing that, but let God work in her as you pray.
Right.
Because sometimes when we want to say something, they just go the opposite way.
Yeah,
and it's
no.
Just not to say anything and let God.
Right.
And let God.
Right.
Let
right.
God do it.
Right.
Amen. I mean, at
thank
whatever
you.
Age,
thank
I, mean,
you.
I don't care how old they are. Sometimes, you know,
right.
they it doesn't matter. Amen.
Can I tell you that your voice is coming out clear right now?
Really? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, because when I minister, it's like God says my ministry was, he was giving me a platform, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And I had went on a fast, and the strangest things have been happening to me, and I think Danny said something concerning that about the enemy. I was sitting doing my homework, and all of a sudden, there was nothing wrong with the chair. And all of a sudden, the chair, just the leg just gave away, and I was sitting at one of those high bench tables that's really high, and the chairs were really high. And all of a sudden, the chair just broke, and the chair showed no indication of having any problem. And then I fell on the hard floor in the kitchen, hit my head. I got bruised up on my leg, and I'm going to the doctor because I don't know if I broke my, you know, my toe or I broke it. So when I got all bruised up and hurt my back, and I thought it was the oddest thing. It was like the chair just, it felt like somebody just hit the chair and just, you know, and I just went to the floor. And the other strange things were happening. I'm like, what's going on here? So, you know, I started, you know, praying to God about it. And when Danny said it, I sort of, that's what he was letting me know, that the enemy was, you know, trying to slow me down, because God has just gave me a position at church. And it was like all these different things started happening within the same week. And I was sitting at
Can
the
I
table
ask you
doing
something?
My home. Yes.
Can I ask you, what were you studying? What was the topic of what you were studying?
I was writing a paper on the Holy Trinity.
So apparently the enemy doesn't want you to speak about it. So that's really odd. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that any ill effects of that fall, that it'll go in Jesus' name, bring healing to her body, any bruises, any tendons.
Yes,
Father God, anything to her head, Father God, that it all dissolve in Jesus' name. Anything that of bruises and bumps, Father God, that you bring rapid healing in Jesus' name. that she will not feel that in the coming weeks, that it'll be gone in Jesus' name, so that she can continue doing what she's doing, Father God. Protect her, bring protection. We speak Psalm 91 over her, Father God. That the promises of that protection from Psalm 91 in Jesus' name. And over her family, Father God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for that. Thank you, Lord. Touch her throat, Father God. Touch her throat, Father
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
In the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Father, for the salvation of that grandchild, too, Lord. We thank you, Father, for bringing her and restoring her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Grandchild.
Amen.
Oh, you mean a grandchild?
The
grandchild,
daughter.
Didn't you say the daughter?
Mm-hmm. Daughter.
Oh, the daughter, yes. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I
Amen.
Wish it was a grandchild.
she did say grandchild. She did say grandchild. I'm trying to correct her, but you never know. So.
Yeah, that's what yeah, I was man. Thinking of. Yes, yes, let it be so. In Jesus' name, right. But when she gets married.
Right.
And,
well, right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, we thank you, Lord, for that.
Well, thank you both. Thank you both. I couldn't sleep, and I was led to. I usually try to get on the line on Saturdays, but it hasn't been. Mm-hmm. I guess I was missing or no one was there, and tonight I couldn't sleep, so I was led to get up there because I was thinking about my daughter. And I'm glad, you know, I was obedient and got on, and I can probably go to sleep now. Well,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes, but remember, don't say nothing. Just continue praying, because I think the Lord has
yes.
more things for you to pray over her. And
yes.
we'll continue. Remind us to continue praying for her, okay? And let
okay.
us know any,
well,
you know,
you.
Any testimonies. Thank you,
okay,
Lord.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Well,
thank you. God bless
God
you both.
Bless you.
Good night.
Wow, it's been a blessed evening. Danny, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I'm going to finish
like
with still Miss Sylvia, Lord, Father God. We just ask that you bring her that sleep that she just asked for, Father God. And for anyone else that's been listening with us, Lord, that may have struggled with sleep, Lord, I just ask
yes,
for your perfect shalom, Father God, your perfect shalom over all of them this evening, Father God, that they all have the best sleep they've had in a long time, Father God. We just ask that in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. And, Father, we just thank you for Prophet Randy. We ask you, Father God, that we lift him up to you, Father God. We pray that, Father God, that you help him with everything that's on his plate. Like he says, the things that are on his plate, that he'll be able to accomplish much in little time, that you would allow him to not just have time for the ministry, but also for his family, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just pray, Father God, that you make it easy for him, Father God, to do the things that he needs to do, to things for the ministry, Father God. Bless him, Father God. It's not always easy to minister really late at night, but we just thank you, Father God, that you were giving him that supernatural energy and strength. Bless him in all the dealings that he needs to do, Father God, in Jesus' name. Protect him and his family and all those that are on PGM, Father God. We pray for blessings, for protection. We plead. We pray Psalms 91 over each and every one of the PGM family in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just pray for protection throughout the week. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you also to bring those that are not saved in our families, to bring them to salvation, Father God. You work it out in their lives in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And for new jobs, for those that need new jobs. And that for difficult issues in jobs, that you turn those things around, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Danny, you have anything else to say?
I stand with you. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. All right. So
that is all for tonight, because we're going to close with this. We have 10 minutes left, and I'm going to play this song, and we pray that you have a wonderful week. Amen and amen. All right.
I'm gonna leave from the inside.